Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Tis the season for top 10 lists, and FactCheck.org is back with their tally of twisted truthiness. Let's suspend disbelief with its director, Eugene Kiley. Mr. Kiley, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Well, for an organization like yours, whose mission is to identify and reveal deception and confusion, seems like generating the top 10 whoppers is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, it is. It's harder to pare it down than it is to anything, because there's just so many of them.
Why don't we start with the Affordable Care Act? Now, I understand if I like my health plan, I can keep it. Is that true?
No, and it has never been true. And we've been saying this in 2009, 2010, 2011, and 12. And finally, we've been proven right by the events that took place in the last few months.
Of course, for something as important as Obamacare, both Republicans and Democrats are stretching the truth. You have Rand Paul saying that you can go to jail if you don't purchase health insurance and refuse to pay the tax.
Yeah, and that's one we've heard from others as well. It's just not true. What the IRS specifically has said that they would not do that, and it's written into the law that you can't do that. The only thing the IRS will be able to do is to dock future tax refunds to collect the penalty that's owed.
What are some other goodies that come under that Affordable Care Act umbrella in terms of whoppers?
Well, it's just some of the tremendously exaggerated statements. Michelle Bachmann at one point went on the floor in the House and said that it needs to be repealed before it literally kills women, kills children, kills senior citizens, which, given the fact that the law, once it's fully implemented, is going to cover 25 million people who otherwise would not have insurance, it's just absurd on its face, because studies have shown that having insurance leads to a lower risk of dying prematurely.
How about when Vice President Joe Biden claimed that U.S. workers are three times as productive as any workers across the globe?
Yes. Joe Biden has a tendency to exaggerate, and this was one of those cases. We are very productive as a society in the United States. We always rank in the top two or three, maybe even one in certain measures. But to say that we're three times more productive is just, there's nothing that backs that up whatsoever.
Where does one get a sense of when a politician or a notable is exaggerating, telling a white lie, deceiving, or out and out lying? How do you draw that distinction?
Well, we don't. We wouldn't say that someone's lying because we don't know. That goes to motive and it goes to their mindset, and we're not mind readers, so we don't say that they're lying. We'll say that something is false. If the facts and the evidence prove otherwise, we'll say that it's a distortion, that there's some grain of truth here, but they've gone beyond the facts. But we won't say that it's an out-and-out lie.
Do you find there's a correlation between the volatility of the issue and the extent to which the truth is stretched?
Yes, absolutely. And that's been proven with the Affordable Care Act. Never seen a law that has been the subject of so much distortion on both sides, frankly, as we saw with President Obama. He was overselling some of the benefits of the law, while the Republicans have been going at it from the opposite side, tearing the law down with every step and making gross exaggerations along the way.
I suspect gross distortion also comes to play when we're talking about anything regarding gun regulations.
And that's certainly true with this law. And we saw it on both sides again, where there were Democrats who were saying things as Charlie Randall did, and millions of kids are being killed by assault weapons, when, you know, we went back and took a look at the numbers, and it's just not even close. But that's what happens. People get wrapped up in the emotion of this and don't stick to the facts.
Also, specious claims around the percentage of guns acquired without a background check.
Yeah, the Democrats were saying that 40% of guns were acquired without a background check, but that study that information came from is 20 years old. It was kind of a study that dealt with 300 people who were surveyed. The questions that were asked were, do you recall whether you bought a gun and how you bought the gun? So there were a lot of issues around that number, but they just kept using it over and over and over again because it was a good soundbite.
Thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having us.
That's FactCheck.org Director Eugene Kiley.